Electricity distribution companies in Nigeria, known as DISCOs, say the recent blackouts on their networks were caused by drop in power generation in the country. One of the companies, Lagos-based Eco Distribution Company, said on social media that the power generation dropped from an average of 3,700 megawatts an hour to 2,000 megawatts. The company also said the drop was caused by shortages in gas flows after vandals damaged the Transmission Company of Nigeria line. Since Monday, Nigerians have been experiencing widespread power outages caused by system collapse of national electricity grid. Some small business owners and households have been reacting to the blackout. This woman sells frozen foods and says she has lost business and stock.
Since last week now, there is no light in our area. All my food, everything is spoiled. My chicken, yesterday I went to Truwimin, like two or three carton of chicken and turkey. It's really, really affecting us. Please, the government should come to our aid and do something about it.
This man also says the problems are affecting his businesses. He says he had to close his business making plastic bags, and sales at his shop are hot also.
Even in my small shop where I have sell drinks, it has affected it because people have to request for cold drinks. And because of this constant power interruption, most times they will come and they will leave because they want something cold, and it has affected the business so negatively. We are calling on the people, the DISCOs and the GENCOs, so that they will do something and make sure that constant power supply is restored.
The business owners and households say they have resorted to buying fuel for their homes and shops. The electricity distribution companies say they are monitoring the situation with the Transmission Company of Nigeria. Nigeria's Minister of Power, Abubakar Aliyu, says the national grid has been restored. On Wednesday, the minister told journalists the government is trying to get more electricity onto the grid. He says a number of factors contributed to the power outage, including scheduled maintenance of facilities, vandalism of pipelines, and disputes over the availability of gas and payments for gas. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Lagos.